When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's not clear to me that I think there will exist a general purpose device that does everything you want, because I don't think the whole world's going to be able to afford five devices per person in the bubble of Terranea.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Oh. Don't step on the one. You got to start on the two. Find the two. You understand?
I told you I never did any of these dances before.
Now it's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, music starts. Welcome. Don't dance till the two. Got it? Nice.
Welcome.
Breathe. Frank? Nope.
Wilson!
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 Wilson, where are you?
Wilson!
Swimming.
Wilson!
Here comes the music right now.
Wilson!
Three, two,
hard.
And one.
Go! Wilson,
one.
Where are you?
Go!
Nothing gets in
oh,
our
geez,
way.
Oh, jeez, I forgot about the Steve Ballmer clip. God damn it.
It's a feeling.
What up?
A heartbeat.
What up?
See.
Whoa! What a week it was.
Long ago.
What up, plant? What up? Spider
one
plant.
Breath away and there on, you man. Will be so young and carefree again. You will see that place in time. So go still away into that way back when. You thought that all would last forever, but like the weather, nothing can ever and be in time. Stay gold. But can it be when we can see so vividly a memory? And yes, you say so.
Hello.
Must the day
load
to fade away.
Sound like a wailing ghost.
Leave a ray of sun.
Hello.
So
I love the ghosts.
You're a fan of ghosts.
I actually feel, dude, last couple of nights, I've been driving home pretty late night.
You feel like a ghost?
I've seen him. Seen him, like, all of a sudden, like, I'll see, like, some dude walking in the street, like, barefoot. And, like, I'm in the sticks, kind of, you know?
Yeah, see, around here, we just call those the homeless people.
Yeah, yeah. Unless we have, we got a couple. But, like, it's so neat. You know, like, it's one of these things, if you were walking around, but the cops, they're not really out at night anymore. But if a cop saw him, you might want to check out what he's doing. What he's doing, because that would kind of freak me out around my house, you know, seeing some dude barefoot walking around.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've got the neighborhood guy that I call the Mad Hatter. Yeah, he hasn't had his hat in a while, but he used to have a top hat. And he was posted up. He like accumulates, you know, garbage and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'll have like a shopping cart that just like,
yeah, he's got everything
is way maxed out.
Yeah,
you know. And he's just got broken appliances and old big wheels and you name it. He's got all kinds of stuff, and he just accumulates huge amounts of shit and then wheels it around the neighborhood. And these impossible shopping carts, and then every once in a while he ends up on our corner.
Does he keep it moving?
He does. I mean, he'll find like home bases, you know? Like he was there, he had like a pretty ridiculous setup in front of I think it was like a laundromat, like a laundromat that closed or something. So nobody took over the business spot, and he just went nuts on it, you know? Built a fort.
I've seen these episodes where people will set up camp and then come back and it's gone. Like they'll break these places where people will reside up. So you're like, you put yourself in danger of losing all your stuff, you know, the cops and whoever.
Yeah. I mean, it's a dangerous
game. They just come in. That happened in France. They just come in and just bring a garbage truck and pile all these people's belongings into a truck. And that's, it's terrible. You know, imagine that. Incredible.
Yeah, but it's also, you know, like it's there's just so many issues with it to begin with, you know, like the fact that like people are like taking their stuff is like low on the totem pole to me. But it's just, yeah, it's this guy, I guess, is like from the neighborhood. Like my friend who owns the bar says he's like talked to this guy's parents and like even they don't know what to do with him, and he's been around for a long, long time.
Yeah. I mean, hey. Some people have fully checked out on the society. I don't blame them. You know, fuck it.
You see the appeal. You see the appeal of possibly like shouting at the sky.
I don't, but I can see it. You know, I don't. Mm-hmm. I could see it, but I could never. I don't know. Actually, if the weather conditions, think about San Francisco, right? It's like you could be a homeless person there because of the weather. You know, I don't know. Like in New York, it's like, how do you deal with the winter?
I don't know, man. Yeah, that's a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Just like being out amongst it.
I always found a very big difference, too, between the homeless of New York and the homeless of San Francisco, where like in New York, you could legit have a conversation with somebody. But in San Francisco, I don't know. I just got a little creeped out, to be honest. You know, because people they're a little more aggressive. They come up to you, maybe grab you, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, that honestly, it honestly matters which neighborhood you're in, you know. Like, if you're near the hate, like, you're probably just running into some wooks who are hanging out in the park.
Oh, my God,
like,
those kids.
That's a different type of homeless person than totally. Is living in, like, the tent cities downtown. Like,
I mean, I'd see, like, a kid, like, 18 years old. Like, what are you doing, dude?
And those are like that was the kind we get in Santa Cruz, you know, was like they'd end up at the beach and they might have somewhere to go, you know, but they just like they ran away and they go to the beach and they're just bumming around Santa Cruz and they smell like patchouli and like, yeah, it's
they got the sign,
the whole thing, man.
They have a dog. Help me feed my dog. I'm like,
the homeless dogs are another level too. Like, yeah,
bro, go get a job. What are you doing? You're totally normal. You know,
they're a tech entrepreneur. Maybe, you know, all they need is some place to plug in their phone.
I wouldn't mind doing it, like as a test, like as a project, make a documentary of like living a life as a homeless person for 5 months or 6 months. I don't think I'd last but 2 days, but.
Right.
Like, all right, I need someone to come in and take this operation over, you know,
like Bear Grylls style. Like,
yeah, totally. Survivor homeless.
Do it as a challenge.
Survivor homeless. What's going on with you?
Not too much, man. We're doing good out here. We're doing cinephobe things, doing some fun stuff for that. We just did our glossary yesterday, which I'm gonna have to work on because it's gonna be a lot of clips. But
can you explain?
It's gonna be like a.
Can you explain to me what the bingo thing is? Because I'm clueless here.
It's a bad word.
Yeah, what's it mean?
And it's a word for the mentally challenged.
Okay. That
is very prevalent in films of the 90s and really all the way up through the early 2000s.
And bingo, the word is applied.
So we started with just like pointing out when they say these words in the movie, right? And then
what's an example?
At one point, I've tried to give you an it's the R word.
No, I know.
For mentally challenged.
Is it like Tropic Thunder?
Not a bingo.
Bingo.
Not even. It happens all the time. Like there's a whole bunch of movies that just, you know, casually use that word, and that word is frowned upon now. It's not as accepted. So like if you made a movie that had it now, they wouldn't use it.
I have this thing though where I feel like we took a time period off, you know, and kind of disassociated the word with how it was being used before. But when we were kids, we used it a lot, you know.
I personally have no problem with that word because it's French for slow.
It's a great
word. Bingo!
To explain some of the things that are going on, you know, in our world. It's just like, it's the word. And people respond to it appropriately. And it's not at all to do with the negative implication of it. I'm about bringing it back.
Not a bingo!
Bingo!
You know what? Maybe when you make your homeless documentary, you should just fold that in and just combine them into one cause. That'll work, go over really well.
So bingo is a supplant? Is that
so
what's
then
going
bingo,
on?
Bingo happened because we actually played bingo. I mean, we were doing it for mailbag a while back. Remember, like we had like the bingo board.
Oh, yeah.
All the things that we were trying to get. So that was one of the bingo things was that word popping up, or the F word for homosexual, which which there's the great South Park episode with Mr. Garrison where he decides to come out as gay, and then he decides he can use that word whenever he wants because he is gay.
Bingo!
Bingo!
And like I don't have any proclivities with language. Like I feel like if you're using it in a mean and offensive way towards a person with intent to put that person down, that's very different to me than just saying it on a podcast. Especially when it's being brought up in the thing that you're talking about, which is the movie that you're breaking down. But Zach and Amin, you know, with their radio banter, they can't be saying those things on the radio. So that's really what's carried over is their, you know. And then, you know, to be completely honest, like people are getting canceled left and right for saying
anything.
Like the Mike Richards thing.
Oh, forget it. That's staged. That's so staged.
Which part?
How is it that you get in trouble for what he said on a comedy show
10 years ago?
I can't think that this is anything but a staged event. Like, this doesn't make sense to me. Like a comedy, like I was telling this to my sister-in-law and I didn't mention it. It was a comedy show at first, and she was like, well, wait a minute, this is totally, he's just going around saying this about women. I said, it's a comedy show. Like, it was a joke. And the woman was in on it. Like, what are we doing here? What he said was hardly offensive either.
I think maybe the only angle on that is that it wasn't funny.
Not funny. The guys, who is that guy too, right?
So like, that's really the thing, is that like, he's a schmuck, and his approach to doing the charade of bringing in all these people to guest host Jeopardy when really he just wants to do it.
Right.
And then he's the executive producer. So he, you know, kind of greased the wheels for himself to be the guy. Like that's the part that's objectionable. But the fact that Claire McNear from The Ringer went in and listened to all his old podcasts and found some off color jokes from 10 years ago. And that's what did it.
Right.
That was the nail in the coffin. That's what's kind of crazy to me, you know?
God. I don't even know. What would they do with George Carlin these days? What would they do to this guy? You know? He's like one of
the... Yeah, he wouldn't be the same.
He's my favorite comedian of all time, hands down. Right? And he makes... I mean, even the stuff he was talking about 20 years is completely appropriate for today in terms of what's going on. And I'm like, this is the type of people we need in our society, you know, that make light of these crazy serious times, right? And if you listen to his stuff, it's just amazing. It's dead on. It's just like, and now we're going to get rid of these people in our society.
It's just one more way of reducing your liberty and reminding you that they can fuck with you anytime they want, as long as you put up with it. As long as you put up with it. Which means, of course, anytime they want. Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from? In this country, have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans are, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. It's true.
Well, yeah, that's always, you know, that's always my approach with Chappelle. Is it's, Chappelle is a genius, and everything that he says, I think he should be allowed to say. And a lot of the time what happens with him is that I feel that he's speaking in truth to
Don Lemon
thoughts that I've had, but not
that hotbed of reality
ever put it together in that way, you know? Like, he's saying things that I agree with that are kind of unspoken that I have never spoken about. And he says a lot of controversial, borderline offensive stuff, and that, but he embraces it, you know? And that's what's so rare, is I feel like he fully owns it. He's just sharing his own thoughts. He's being honest. And he's given a platform to do so. And I think that, I think where you get in trouble is if you don't own it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, if you try to hide it, like as soon as Claire McNear published the article or whatever, or I think she might have reached out to him, to Mike Richards. He pulled all the podcasts, right?
Yeah. Oh, right. So
he tried to bury his turd in the dirt.
Yeah.
And that's when it's like, oh, you know, like if he had been like, yes, I said these things. Here's my co-host, like. We're still friends, blah, blah, blah. Like, this is what happened. Like, it's a different story, I think. But because he's ashamed of it and he's trying to hide it, then it just, it only makes it worse.
Yeah. It makes you look like you're running. But I'm just like, who is this guy? And whatever happened to the guy who won like 19,000 episodes in a row?
What was Ken Jennings. Name? Yeah. No, he guest
hosted. I thought he was going to be the host. I thought
he could have been. Yeah. Like, I think he would have been good. I mean, There's a lot of people that people like. LeVar Burton. Mayim Bialik.
So it seems to me like either continue the guest thing or you just find someone who's like got clout, someone who has a reputation. That's a nobody. You know?
And the real thing is that they couldn't afford to get Will Ferrell to just do it as Alex Trebek for like a year. You know? That's not in their price range. Because that's the answer.
That'd be amazing. That would be amazing.
You know, and he would kill it.
That is so funny. That would be awesome.
But he's too big for that. So,
hey, so where's Edon? No Edon again?
Edon is probably working. But let's
talk to him forever.
Text.
I spent last night listening to the Kanye masterpiece, Donda. Donda.
Donda.
Donda. Thunder.
His mama's
Donda.
Name.
Donda.
So you liked it?
It's a fucking masterpiece, dude. It's amazing. It's incredible. You have to really... It's not something you could just throw on. It's got singles that are really feel good, you know, kind of moments.
Yeah.
It's so sophisticated. It's like... I mean, it's music I've never, ever heard. It's just absolutely mind-blowing. The level of artistry this guy his lyrics make sense. It's just amazing all around. At first when I listened to it, bro, I was so thrown off. The thing that immediately was like, this is so experimental, you know. I actually think I tweeted, I really appreciate Kanye because he wrote
a great experimental music album. And I'm always like, artists, if they keep pushing themselves and keep trying to do new stuff, I'm always like, shit, I got nothing but respect. You know, during U2's 90 phase when they did pop and Zoot TV and experimenting with new stuff, I was always like, all right, this is cool as long as you're making progress. Then they got scared. Remember, Larry Mullen Jr. was like, I want to get back to making rock and roll. You know, we don't want to do this experimental shit, you know, and Bono and the Edge are like, okay, okay. So they went back, and that's when I kind of lost touch with them, honestly. But you also very important here, and not many people get this, and I've said this before, but having the proper audio equipment for this is key. This, I'm lucky I got the studio speakers here. I can crank the music at night.
Yeah.
And then add a couple other things to the equation, you know what I mean? And yeah. I was just, oh my god, I was out of my mind. I was loving it, Zach, Kanye. I was loving it. Like, I was having a fucking supreme
moment. Thursday just like your night now?
It's one of them. Well, right now, because it's really slow, so yeah. it's really tough too. Because
NBA offseason,
my wife's gotten back into, she's got to go back into the work thing, and I'm like, I don't have to. And like, and last night I had to remind myself, I'm like, Jade, you can still be on vacation. It's okay, you know. Keep having a good time. You don't have to go home and go to bed, you know. And that's what I did. And I heard Drake came out today.
Yep. That's the next one, Certified Lover Boy, with all the pregnant emojis.
Are those pregnant emojis teenagers he's gone after, or these like women of age? Because I never know with Drake.
Just a couple of them.
Okay. Are, just want to make sure. You know,
he really did a nice thing where he covered every type of person, right? Like, that's what that album means, is that he'll love everyone equally and get them pregnant.
Yeah, unfortunately, not everybody when in that equation is, again, of age. So, little tough little thing with him. But hey, man, music slaps, so we're good.
Was there a Millie Bobby Brown emoji on that artwork?
I don't know.
It's funny. I've been writing, you know, because I like to share my experience with Waz.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Waz really doesn't have much time for me these days.
Doesn't have time for anyone. He's
blowing up.
He's jet setting. So
busy being Bill Simmons' right-hand man.
Yeah. When Bill Simmons calls, I bet you picks up. Mm-hmm.
Tuesday 137, I write, this Kanye record is awful. Hope all is well. LOL. No response.
No response. Unbelievable.
Wednesday at 1:36 p.m., I take that back, I said. It's interesting, but too forlorn. I don't like the top of the album. Starting with Off the Grid as the Ringer Rob wrote is a good call. And Waz wrote back, he said, facts, with a lot of S's. So last night, as I'm really enjoying this record, I write, this Kanye record is insane art. And he goes, haha, that's what's up. Still ain't peep. I really like the fact that it gives me something. You know, he's just like, all right, Jen, okay.
Well, also, you just gave us a micro Jade flip-flop there.
Totally.
In 3 days of text course. Messages.
Mm-hmm.
From yes.
I started listening to Donda or whatever the fuck it's called. And I got through like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 songs. I was like, all right, whatever. I'll listen to the rest later, not knowing that it's like 27 songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never scrolled down on the thing. I just started playing it on Spotify. And so somebody asked me, a friend of mine asked me, like, you know, oh, have you listened to the Kanye? I was like, I have mixed feelings about even trying to listen to it. But yeah, I listened to a few songs. I'll get to the rest later. And she was like, well, you know, I just can't believe 27 songs. I was like, 27? What are you talking about? And then I scrolled down. I was like, I'm not listening to 27. I'm not doing this stuff. I didn't do it with Drake. There's nothing you could produce that's going to make me listen to a 27 song album. There's just, I don't have the time or the interest.
Essentially, you know, when I was a kid, it was essentially the double album,
right?
Is what you're looking at,
right?
Yeah, and like part of me is, you know, and it's very conceptual, like it's, you know, it's connected. So you really have to. It's the type of experience where you have to kind of sit down and be ready for this show. It's not an album you can just pop on and go, okay, this is a single. Even though there's some really nice, I love that Okay, Okay song. You could kind of pull out, but it's like a whole, it's like an experience. It's like The Wall by Pink Floyd or something, you know?
Yeah. Also, and like, I mean, he's still
an artist. I respect that.
Yeah. As someone who thinks like he can go fuck himself for thinking it was cute to align with Trump for 5 years, like he can go fuck himself. You know,
he's very so, and still he's got this very what's the word? We're into yourself so much, you know.
Yeah.
Which can be. I don't know. It's almost a staple of rap in a sense. Even Jay-Z has that, where it's like, okay, we get it. The greatest, you know? You're the best. Okay, let's move on here. I listened to the new Nas last night. New Nas is good.
I didn't even know there was a new Nas.
Me either. But I have all this time now. I'm like, I should do like something. Let me explore hip-hop for a little. What's happening in hip-hop, right? You know what I like is The Weeknd. You like The Weeknd?
I like The Weeknd. In small doses. Like, I can't. The weird thing about The Weeknd is, like, I never think, like, oh, I don't like this. But I never think, like, oh, I'm going to seek this out kind of thing, right? Like, with The Weeknd, like, if it starts playing and I recognize, I'm like, oh, this is good. I like this. But I'm never like, you know what? I need to jam out to a Weeknd album, like a full album or anything. Like, I'm never seeking that out.
Yeah.
But well, I also just got, like, I'm not nearly as into music as you guys are. So it's just a different thing.
I'm really into music, honestly. Right now, I'm really into pop music. Like, honestly, one of my favorite songs right now is a Jonas Brothers song. and Doja Cat. Jesus I love Christ. Doja Cat.
Problematic.
I just the hits. I've been a long time since I've just really, because of the kids, I've been throwing it on the radio, and I see a lot of times I'm like, oh, this sounds great. So The Weeknd has a song out there. I don't know if you've seen the video. It's a great, great video. It's like a one shot the entire time. He's kind of dressed up like the Joker. And so I've just been watching that, and I was like, yo, this guy's very fucking artistic. It's incredible. He's like a kid too, right? He's very young.
Sounds like that, 30 by now, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong on that?
Well, he's been around a long time. Relative to me.
28.
He's 31.
And I'm always impressed, like, with at this age, the age I'm at now, and then I'm seeing, like, these young kids, they make it, and they're really good artists. Excellent. Of course, you know, you always have to look, especially with hip-hop, who writes these songs. And I learned that he's got a phenomenal producer by the last name of Quenville, who's from Canada. And so there's always someone kind of back there, even with like BTS, right? Mm-hmm. Their big hit there was written by the Eurythmics guy, you know?
Right.
And Rick Rubin a lot of times is in the back shadows of some of these bands. You're like, oh, now I get why you're so fucking great, you know?
Right.
You have amazing production, yeah. You know? Even with Drake, you know? Even with Kanye, you'll see like five, six people working on a song. But The Weeknd is very, very, another great artist out there. I'm just so impressed. I'm impressed. There's a lot of amazing stuff. I'm excited to listen to the Drake tonight, you know?
I sent you guys a video in the chat or a tweet in the chat. It's from the new Way Too Sexy video, and for some reason, Kawhi Leonard is in it. And he's dancing on a sand dune with Future, Young Thug, and Drake. And Kawhi Leonard. And his dancing is not good. I'll tell you that. I don't really know what he's doing here.
Do you think his dancing was intentionally not good as like part of the joke? Or do you think that's just how he dances?
This is just Kawhi.
Yeah,
this is
probably
how Kawhi
right.
dances.
Also, when did this get filmed? Because
I don't know.
Dude, no, he didn't blow out his knee. I guess it's just a partial tear. It's not nearly as bad. And you can still like do what he's doing probably like a month after that thing. happens, and it's just going to a green screen.
I'm
going to
go out on a limb here. I'm going to go out on a surgically repaired limb and say that his injury would have no impact on his dancing style. He's okay. not using any knee. That's fair.
Yeah.
His legs are not, his really legs using are his not even flexing.
He's just kind of moving his shoulders a little bit. He's all shoulders when he dances.
He's doing the hand. He's just like kind of barely moving his hands. He's dancing like he's in a phone booth.
Mm-hmm.
This is funny.
Why? I mean, like, okay, so is it, this is because he won the championship with the Raptors, right? That's it. Like, even though he's gone,
Drake will suck up to anybody. Drake's a star fucker. Like,
I guess this could have been any NBA player, but it's just weird to me that he would choose one with absolutely no swag.
That's funny.
Maybe that's the point. I don't know. This is funny. This is real funny.
Question: is it tampering?
Oh, it's.
Is it tampering if he ran him out of town?
You see the one in the comments, the reply there?
Oh, yeah. The aerobics hip thrust. That's straight up John Travolta. That's John Travolta and Perfect, mm-hmm. that workout right there.
Mm-hmm.
What a crazy world. Amazing. Dude, I've been listening to a great, great Tom Petty, right? I'm a big Tom Petty guy. So he has this deluxe revamp of Wildflowers on music or iTunes, whatever. It's got 56 songs, I think, total.
56?
56. It's like the album stuff and then different versions of stuff, live stuff. It's quite.
It's going to take me all weekend.
Epic. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I got podcasts to listen to. I'm
gonna, so much, right?
I just got a new apartment that I got to move into in a couple of weeks. I got too much to do.
Wow, oh, flex.
You're moving?
I'm moving, man. It's a place I got into a fight with my building. I'm still in a fight with my building, actually. Where my sink started leaking at like 8:30 at night, right? I'm doing dishes. I'm loading the dishwasher. All of a sudden, I look down. There's water all over the floor coming out from the under the kitchen sink. And I know, like, with the way my building is, it's not like we don't have like an office. We don't have an on-site manager. It's like this married couple and their daughter who like do the majority of the stuff. And they have a couple of like handymen. To help out. And yeah, so yeah. I'm like, all right, so I sent an email, stop using it. Like, all right, I'll just run these dishes and everything when it's all fixed. Send the email at 8:30 at night. I do radio the next morning from 7:10. Get off the show. I'm like, oh, I should check to see if they've responded about like when they can come fix it. And I have an email from them with them letting everyone in the building know that that there have been some, obviously some concerns. There have been break-ins where like our mailboxes are getting crowbarred open. And then people saying like, why don't we have security cameras in this building? And them saying like, well, it's kind of expensive and like, there's really nothing we can do, you know, legally to find these people or whatever, because they're masked and everything. and then they're like, oh, by the way, like our operational costs are high, so we're going to be raising your rent $100. Or at least my rent's $100. And I still don't have an email back on my sink.
Was the crime used as a means of raising this money?
No, I think they're just segueing. They're saying we're not going to spend more money to get the cameras. Also, we need more money from you guys.
Yeah, because our operations are just higher anyway. Our operational costs for fixing stuff and everything. And so
I was going to say,
And so I still haven't got an email back on my sink. So I just email. I'm like, yo, it's been 14 hours at this point. Like, what the hell's going on? And then I get an email back saying, oh. Yes, we saw your email, but we didn't get to it till this morning. I'm like, sure managed to raise my rent this morning without hesitation. And so then that pissed me off. They eventually come in and they fix the sink. It's a disposal issue. They put in a new garbage disposal. Fantastic. But they pissed me off with that to the point where I was just like, I'm going to call a guy. I got a guy who's a rental dude. I'm going to see what he's got available. And he's like, I got this place for you. That is not even, it's not even on the market yet. We're still doing repairs to it. It's going to go as soon as we post it. It's going to go. Said, you can come look at it in a half hour. So I go check it out. It's bigger, nicer, newer. There's a washer dryer in the unit. There's a bigger kitchen. There's a pool in the complex. I don't have a pool in my complex. There's a pool in the complex. Whoa. And I'm going to end up being like one of the youngest people living there, which is fantastic for me, because that just means it's quiet. And so I'm like, and it's the same price as what they're raising my rent to here. Right. And I'm just like, this is a no brainer. So apply for it. He gives me a hookup. I apply for it, get it. And I give 30 days notice to my building. They say, well, you have to give 60 days notice.
No, and that's I said,
nope, I'll give you 30 days. And so in each correspondence, they're saying, please confirm your 60-day notice. And I'm just like, no. I was like, I will be out of here September 30th. Yeah. Said, I'm not paying an extra month of rent.
What's your deposit?
It's less than the rent, I think. I want to say it was like $1,200 or something like that.
Oh, it's...
But I'm like refusing each, and I'm fighting them on the, I was like, I've been a perfect tenant. I didn't, like, you got my full rent during the pandemic every single month. I said, I will be out of here before those 30 days, by the way. I'll be out here in 3 weeks. Go ahead, clean it, rent it out. I don't give a shit. Like, do whatever you want with it. And we've just been fighting back and forth. And now they're starting to like give in a little bit. We're like, well, we won't do the full rent for the, the second month. I was like, I'm not paying it at all. What are you going to ding? You ding my renter's credit and I guess maybe owe you $1,800 that I'm never going to pay you? Go ahead. Take me to court. I don't give a shit. I'm not showing up.
This reminds me of when Waz and Trey squatted.
Yeah.
Sussman.
It's the opposite of that. I'm exiting. I'm Brexiting from this place. But they're starting, if each correspondence, they stopped asking for confirmation of 60 days notice. And now they're coming back on like the money that they'll ask for. And everything. And I'm not paying it. Like, you guys are going to rent this place out like a day after you post it.
I'm not worried. Like $500 more.
Right, exactly. You raised the fucking rent.
What happened in the end where did they finally get into the place and take their stuff out with Waz?
They paid them, didn't they?
I feel like at a certain point they finally blocked the squat somehow.
No, I think they paid Waz to leave.
Squat blocker.
Because they were offering him money. I think Waz got paid to leave a place he was not on the lease for.
Yeah. I mean, you can get into that situation, but in your case, you're good. Because you're going to leave.
Right. and they're going to rent it out. Like, if it was going to put them in a position, I'm like, this is mutually beneficial for both of us. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to a place I want to live. You get like lead time on this. Rent it out.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah.
That's
so I'm very excited about this move.
Zach, keep me posted offline because I rarely get the opportunity to flex my former landlord skills.
Oh, okay.
But I do have like this amazing email that I wrote to my last landlord when I was moving out of LA.
Yeah.
Where I just basically, you know, there's a pretty straightforward process they have to follow when moving out. Like in terms of they have to give you notice, they have to do a final inspection, they have to give you the right to cure, they have to do all this stuff. And if they don't do it, then they basically are legally not allowed to take any of the security deposit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would love all that information. Yeah. And what was funny is we were going back and forth. They were like, well, you know, the rent that we've calculated for this place is based on, you know, having 60-day notice and the, you know, this with the market and all this stuff. I was like, you mean that same rent that you calculated and then just randomly raised yesterday? That same rent? Did not get a response to that. Did not get a response to raising concerns about the security issues in the building.
You should have said, after you staged what may or may not have been criminal activity in the mail.
You know what? I'm going to levy that next. Well, because I said, who knows? They said something like, you know, well, if we rented out before those 60 days, obviously it would be prorated and all this stuff. I said, I have no proof of you renting this thing out after I'm gone. I have no proof of that. They're like, well, legally, if you choose to believe it or not. I was like, no, well, fuck yourself. Like, I don't know anything of that. I'm not going to research whether you've rented this out. Here, rent it out. You got 30 days.
Amazing.
Mm. And you've been there for a while, right, Zach? You've been there like a couple years?
4 years.
I've been here. I've been in this apartment 3 years this month.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've been month to month for a while.
Oh, yeah. I've been month to month for a while.
Yep, oh. That's the best part about month-to-month is it means
you never re-signed a lease.
You give a 30-day notice because that's 1 month.
Oh, dude, I've never re-signed a lease. I've always been month-to-month. And, like, you leave yourself open to, like, getting kicked out a little bit. But I'm not, like, that kind of tenant.
Or getting random rent raises like that.
Right, yeah, getting random rent raises. But, like, it's so rare. And a lot of places are what's it called, fixed. The rent.
Yeah.
What's that? Rent control. That's what I mean.
Rent control.
Yeah.
Well, nice.
All right. So, Licky Icky Icky at Brian Licky, he posted a video from the Crash Dummies podcast. Shout out to the two gentlemen below and their great question, which is, would you rather have to fight a chicken every time you get in your car or an orangutan once a year that has a sword?
Wait, I'm sorry. Need that again?
So every time you go to get in your car, you would have to fight a chicken. I don't know if the chicken's in the car.
Just a regular sized chicken.
Guarding the car. Time. Just a regular chicken. But every single time.
Define fight. Like, could I just kick this thing and get in my car? Or do I have to like...
Let's say that this chicken is relentless and will not quit fighting you until you kill it.
So
let's say you have to kill a chicken every time you get in the car.
All right.
Or once a year, you have to fight an orangutan that has a sword.
Do I get a sword?
To the death. you can. I mean, I'm assuming you can have whatever weapon you want to fight the chicken as well.
Okay. I mean, if I can have a gun, I'll take the orangutan.
Once a year, it's good.
Pop that motherfucker in the forehead. Get in my car.
Don't bring a sword to a gunfight.
Question. Will I know when this orangutan is going to show up?
That's a great, phenomenal
October
12th, question.
Every year, orangutan day.
I feel like the sneak attack orangutan once a year.
That would be tougher. Because now I got to carry all the time. Now I got to carry all the time. I don't want to do that.
There is a sense of dread that comes with, like, let's say it is October 12th, and you're like, oh, god damn it. I've a lot of shit to do today. Yeah. I can't deal with this fucking orangutan today. It's fucking orangutan day.
Yeah.
I left my gun and I'm out of bullets. I have to go to the ammo
store. I
forgot to
clean my gun. Like, yeah.
My sink is leaking. I have to be home.
I'm arguing on these emails.
I think the question is really about something you know is going to happen versus something you don't know that's going to happen.
Right? Right. And also, here's the thing with the chicken. Like, if I get in my car 6 times in a day, right?
Exactly.
What if I got a bunch of chickens, I got to kill 6 chickens that day?
You're only
going to want to do drive-through stuff from now on. You're not going to want to drive to the bank, park, get out.
Exactly.
Go in,
and now I run into Target.
Check, come out, fight
I
a
run
chicken.
Into Target with a full shopping cart of stuff for my new apartment, right? And before I can get in my car, all these people watching me fight a chicken to the death? Nah, give me the orangutan.
I mean, here's the thing. I think if you invested in a rotisserie, right? You're looking at a good food source with the chicken.
Oh, there you go.
You're eating chicken all the time.
That's a good point. But again, like, I'm going to get sick of chicken at a certain point, right?
Yeah.
Especially
very soon.
Dude, if I'm
like, you have like 5 in a day,
I'm running errands.
You'll get sick of plucking feathers.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
Like, so much plucking. And
you open up a Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Yeah, maybe I start battling Chick-fil-A. Guess who's open on Sundays? This guy, because I get in my car all the time.
Then you're just getting in your car for fun at that
exactly.
point.
Exactly. Now it's a business. Now I'm making money off it. Yeah. Chicken shortage? Don't worry, guys. I got errands.
I just love the idea. That's the thought of an orangutan at one point in my car with a sword. It's funny to me.
Also, if it's random and you don't know when it's going to happen, but you just know it's once a year, what if
the
that
random
shit,
orangutan
what if
is,
that shit happens December 31st and then January 2nd? Right?
Or like January 1st.
Yeah, or January 1st, next morning.
What if they overlap by like 5 minutes?
It does. Right. The question really doesn't say the orangutan has a... He wants to kill you. He just has a sword. It's like
it's just minding its own business.
It's not like he's just waiting. I mean, there's a whole different orangutan that wants to kill you with a sword.
Right.
That's one thing. Right. Just an orangutan with a sword.
Excellent point. Yep.
Also, how trained at sword fighting is this orangutan going to be? Is he training all year?
Great.
To come fight me?
Follow up question.
Have you seen,
that is a great.
Have
question.
You seen 2001?
Space Odyssey.
Yes.
The orangutan with the sword on that in that movie?
Well, they don't have the sword, but they get the bone.
Oh, remember yeah, that's bone? Right. Yeah, yeah. I was like, I guess I haven't seen it in a while because I don't remember a sword.
Kubrick really did it.
Orangutan.
Orangutans with swords.
I mean, look, Planet of the Apes.
Black Obelisk.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, I think. I can't remember. There's one of them where...
They're riding horses and
yeah,
shit.
Riding yeah, horses with dual, like, machine guns akimbo.
I do not want to run into one of those guys with the sword. That would be really bad.
Just like Putin.
And the guy from North Korea, I love when he rides the horse. That's my favorite thing in the whole world. That guy from North Korea rides a fucking horse.
Love it.
Oh, man.
Zach,
great question
there.
Did you see the
they're making the Dennis Rodman movie?
I did, yeah. We talked to Randy Brown about it yesterday, former Chicago Bull.
Who do you cast as Dennis Rodman?
Ooh.
I only have
Dennis
one
Rodman.
One answer. Yeah, he's probably a little too old at this point. I only have one answer, and I think it's got to be Lakeith Stanfield.
That I think that's right. I think that's a good one. I think he's got the range to do it.
Yeah. If it ends up being Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, my God.
We're all fucked.
Dennis B. Rodman.
But then I had somebody ask me on Twitter, like, well, then who's Kim Jong-un? And you obviously just have to get Randall Park again.
Yeah, Randall Park's so good.
He was so good in the interview. So yeah. Then you've got Dennis Rodman hanging out with Randall Park, Kim Jong-un.
Well, I don't think... I think it's just about the time he was in Vegas.
Yeah, it's just
I don't know
Vegas.
That. I don't know that Kim Jong Un was there with him. I feel like we would have heard that.
Maybe that's where the friendship started.
When you get to play Carmen Electra, Carmen's still got it. By the way, she could probably play herself.
Yeah. I don't know about that one. That one's tougher.
Yeah, it's got to be Lakeith. He's got that. He kind of looks like he's got that look. Of like, you know, like a Rasheed Wallace type NBA player.
Stoned? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He looks stoned, yeah. I'm going to add in our first guest, Chris.
Chris. Chris who?
Chris Katinga?
Chris.
Katinga?
Shit. I have to, I gotta mute myself for 5 minutes. Hold on.
Do it.
Do it.
You got an orangutan with a sword?
Got to battle it out.
He stole my headphones. And
Chris.
Orangutan with a sword. What is going on?
Yeah, so we'll give you this question real quick, which we just answered. But it's, would you rather have to fight a chicken every time you get in your car, or an orangutan once a year that's going to attack you with a sword?
I'm throwing that chicken out the window. I think I'm going chicken in car.
It's chickens, multiple.
Yeah, every time you get into a car.
How many times do you get into a car a day?
Question. Does this apply if you get an Uber?
Is it anybody's car or just your car?
Do you get the question was your car. Like, do you get like a month out in advance notice?
We were debating this. I believe you get no notice.
We were trying to figure out, should it be like Orangutan Day? It's like October 12th or something, right? So you know it's coming up every year. Or is it just like once a year? You better be fucking ready. You never know when that thing's coming at you.
It sounds like it'd keep me in shape a little bit. So I might go orangutan. If I have to, get my toes to fight the orangutan. You know, I'm hitting the gym, a couple times a week. So.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Zach, I'm gonna say it's the question was your car, so I'm gonna say every time you get in an Uber or a Lyft, it's
so
a
Uber
duck.
Doesn't count.
It's a duck that comes at you.
A duck? Yo, ducks are fierce.
Ducks are dickheads, dude.
I got attacked by a swan once, and it was awful.
I mean, they're a little bit bigger, right?
A swan?
Did you come between a swan and its child? What happened?
Swan was fucking huge. No, I was at Versailles.
Oh, okay. Yeah, casual, real cool. One of the French swans. Yeah.
We'll take a lot of the sportsmanship out of the whole execution. Here it germs. Why these fucking pussies? You can't even get a decent hamburger anymore. They cook the shit out of everything now because everybody's afraid of food poisoning. Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a fucking chance, will you? You know how many people die in this country from food poisoning every year? 9,000. That's all. It's a minor risk. Take a fucking chance, bunch of goddamn pussies. Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs, but it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. But don't be afraid anymore. You kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life. You gotta be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you gonna do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're gonna do. You're gonna get sick, you're gonna die, and you're gonna deserve it because you're fucking weak and you got a fucking weak immune system. All right. Let me tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage. To cool off.